This guided meditation was created by the Boundless Love Project for your benefit. It is freely distributed at boundlessloveproject.org because your happiness makes us happy. Enjoy. We do this practice out of love and compassion for all beings and all life everywhere, including our own. May we know the peace of accepting the truth of reality as it is. May we know the security of having our intentions arise from unconditional boundless love. May we know the freedom of renunciation which liberates us from greed. May we know the joy of living skillfully for the benefit and welfare of all beings and all life everywhere. May all beings and all life everywhere be loving, peaceful, compassionate, and joyful. Peacefully position yourself in a stable, comfortable posture. Take 3 deep, effortless breaths. On the inhale, feel the energy in the body. On the exhale, relax and calm the body. Gently turn your attention now to just feel the body. Connect with the aliveness in the body. Discover how sensitive it is. Feel the aliveness of tingling, of touch, of breathing. The body is a very dynamic system. Calmly notice even the aliveness of tiredness, if that is present. Gently investigate how life is manifesting in the body right now. Is there tenderness, vulnerability, or fragility? Is the body tight or closed? Or is there openness, spaciousness, joyfulness? Is the body relaxed, calm, and light? Or is the body heavy, restless? Or is there anything else you can notice? And are you able to kindly allow whatever is there to simply be as it is? This is how life is manifesting right now. As you investigate the life in the body, peacefully notice that which is able to notice them. Notice this intelligence, this awareness, this watcher, this witness, that can calmly and objectively notice all that arises without taking anything personally. This faculty of mindfulness is the nature of mind to know and meet life as it is. Is mindfulness knowing something right now? What is it knowing? Breath? Boredom? Confusion? Mindfulness doesn't care what it is knowing. It simply and peacefully reflects what it is knowing to you. With great kindness, gently rest your mindful awareness on your heart area, the space in and around your physical heart. Feel all of the sensations in the heart area. You may feel the expansion and contraction of the breath, the warmth of the heart, a peaceful spaciousness or ease. Patiently rest your awareness on the heart area for the duration of this meditation. During this meditation, let go of the need to do, achieve, or accomplish anything, including the desire to do this meditation correctly. Set an intention to do this meditation from a place of peace and equanimity with what arises. If any emotions arise during this meditation, Mindfully and gently allow them to arise and pass away without acting them out or trying to interfere with them. With patience and peace, allow everything to be as it is. Allow everything to unfold as it unfolds. If your mind becomes unbalanced during this meditation, feel free to switch to breath meditation to help stabilize the mind, or switch to mindfulness meditation to investigate and gain insights on any delusions that are arising. Let your own wisdom guide you on what will be the most skillful thing for you to do. In this meditation, we are going to use our imagination to help everything in us to move. We are going to transform that which is difficult inside of us into compassion, care, love, and wishes for well-being. Gently now, imagine in the area of the heart or chest a little fire. This is a special fire. It is the fire of compassion. It is a beautiful fire, mesmerizing to watch. And it is always the perfect temperature of warmth. No matter how big or small the fire of compassion becomes, it cannot burn you. With each in-breath, you are gently fueling and nourishing the fire with oxygen. With each out-breath, you are sending the warmth and beauty of compassion to others. And this particular fire has a special ability. Being the fire of compassion means that any little trouble or sorrow that you have is also fuel for this fire. So with the in-breath, you can bring some of your sorrows and gently put them in the fire and see how your sorrows are gently transformed into warmth and light and care. You can try this with little worries at first, just to see if it is true. So put the little worries into the fire and watch as they transform into the energy of care and benevolence. With any in-breath, you can fuel and nourish this fire with a difficult memory or with a worry about the future or with your present pain be it physical or emotional. On the out-breath, feel how these difficulties are completely transformed into love and care, so that your heart can stay open and stable. There is no need to fear anything difficult, because that little furnace will transform it into beauty, care, benevolence, and compassion. You can use your own sorrows from your life. But if you want, you can also use the sorrows of your friends or of a friend, just to see if that works. Gently put in the fire somebody else's pain, and see how that also generates care and love. Every difficulty that you put in the fire is completely transformed. Nothing is left. The whole of the difficulty is transformed into care and compassion. The loss, the frustration, the separation, the loneliness, the fear, all of this becoming pure energy of friendliness, care and support, warmth and light. If you want, you can grow the fire in your heart so that it gets larger and larger until it envelops your whole body, able to take in all of the very difficult within you. If you feel like it is getting too hot or you are losing your balance in the mind, you can always shift your attention to your hands and your feet. Open your eyes. Feel the fresh air against the skin. But if you want to, let this fire get really big. Allow yourself to be consumed by the fire. Allow the fire to take in all the difficulties and transform them completely to radiate warmth, light, and love. If you want, you can even consider the pain of those people or beings who you don't even know. Let the images and the impressions come to mind of violence and cruelty that they're suffering. And with the in-breath, offer these to the great fire of compassion. This great furnace of love. These troubles, these difficulties, these confusions, put them all in the fire. Creating clarity, care, and support. Notice the extraordinary capacity of the heart to transform every impression into great care, not falling into despair or fear. If these feelings do arise, then offer them into the fire as well. Place all tensions, all aches, all wounds into the fire. Search your mind for old resentments and offer them to the sacred fire of compassion. Don't hold any difficulty back. Offer it all to the sacred fire and let it all be transformed into light, love, warmth, benevolence, care.
letting go of any imagery of a fire. Feel free to maintain your awareness of whatever sensations are left. Notice how your body feels now and whatever may be arising. See if you can enjoy the touch of the hands resting. The little movements of the belly, or the tinglings in the feet or the face. Allow this body and this heart to rest in these sensations. And just to test the fluidity of the heart and to invite the heart to be malleable again, see if we can visit joy. Allow beauty, simplicity, and goodness to be known, yours or that of another's. If it helps, you can offer yourself phrases, trying to connect with the meaning behind the phrases. May I know my own goodness. May you know your own goodness. For the next few seconds, see what is needed here for you now. What is the wise way for me to be here now in this moment? Continue to calmly be with whatever is arising as we share the merits of our practice.
We share any merits gained from this practice with all beings and all life everywhere. May all beings and all life everywhere be free from suffering and misery. May all beings and all life everywhere abide in a deep and lasting peace. May all beings and all life everywhere know the highest forms of happiness and be at ease. May all beings
beings and all life everywhere know their deepest essence to be joy, peace, compassion, and unconditional boundless love. May all beings and all life everywhere be liberated, fully liberated, permanently liberated.
Thank you for loving yourself and all life enough to meditate today. This guided meditation was created by the Boundless Love Project for your benefit. We wish you peace, love, and wisdom in all circumstances. Visit boundlessloveproject.org for additional free resources to help you live a more mindful, harmonious, and joyful life. Your happiness makes us happy, so have a glorious day filled with love, creativity, and inspiration.